You're listening to LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Welcome to In the Groove. We start this episode with a piano player who is the epitome of perseverance. The fact that he couldn't read or write music or was not tall enough to even reach the pedals on the piano as an adult didn't prevent him from ending up in the history books as one of the all-time greats, even if he did have to perch himself on a pile of telephone directories to play the piano. In fact, he couldn't read or write music didn't prevent him from composing Misty, which I'm sure we'll enjoy at some point here in the groove on LGRadio.online. So welcome along and thanks for tuning in. In the winter months of 1955, the alto saxophonist who had made a name for himself playing with Miles Davis recorded a gorgeous orchestral album which features this Rodgers and Hart composition, which is the only song I can think of that's been recorded by both Cliff Richard and a member of Miles Davis's band. Here's the great Cannonball Adderley. great Cannonball Adderley. Do let me know if there's any recordings you'd like to hear. Just drop me a line via the message board on the website, which is lgradio.online, or you can just email me. The address is info@lgradio.online. Do let me know which sax players you'd like me to feature. The piano player Bobby Timmons spent many nights playing with Cannonball Adderley's band before beginning to work with the drummer Art Blakey. Now, Art was a musically generous soul who always encouraged his musicians to contribute compositions to the band's repertoire. Bobby's contribution to jazz is very underrated. We'll hear his compositions in this slot on lgradio.online, and here's one of them, recorded by Bobby playing with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers in October of 1958. With one of Bobby Timmons' compositions that really typifies that classic R&B bebop sound of the Jazz Messengers recordings of the late 50s and early 60s. When I was a small boy, I was lucky enough to have spent many evenings in venues listening to both the piano players featured in this next recording. Thanks to my father's work, Count Basie and Oscar Peterson regularly popped into our family life whenever they came to town. And in this crazy world of 2020, It seems almost surreal that one night in a far-off distant world they call the past, my six-year-old self spent a very happy afternoon being whizzed around the stage at the Royal Festival Hall in Count Basie's electric wheelchair with one of my brothers. Aside from the pure and unadulterated joy jazz music gave these two men we're about to hear, my abiding memory of time spent with Count Basie and Oscar Peterson is that they absolutely loved everything about each other's being. Here they are, joyously captured, duetting together around the time of the electric wheelchair incident I just mentioned. Thank you. Oscar Peterson on Fender Rhodes with Count Basie at the piano with a song that turned 102 years old this year. To finish this episode of In the Groove, I've picked out one of the UK's greatest. Now, a fantastic movie came out a few years ago about this saxophonist called A Man in a Hurry, which I highly recommend. We lost him when he was just 38, by which point he'd firmly established himself as that rarest of rare breeds, an English saxophonist who could go toe-to-toe with the very best America had to offer. Sounding magnificent then from 1961, this is the one and only Tubby Hayes. Tubby Hayes from an album I'm sure I'll be revisiting called Tubbs, bringing this episode of In the Groove with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online to a close. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to visit our website for all the show details and when this show will be repeated. You can drop me a note with any requests or questions, or just to say hello, via the message board on the website lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.